Hey, everybody. Welcome to a very late episode 106.
It's like late-ish. It's one day or whatever.
Well, that's, you know, assuming that I can get it edited and posted anytime
soon. Okay, so maybe like 2 days or whatever,
So it's episode 6 of Eat, Drink, Write, an urban fantasy whiteboard.
Did you say episode 6 or episode 106?
It should be 106.
I might be crazy. Don't worry about it.
I have no idea. It's been one of those days, weeks, years already.
Fair enough.
So how was your week?
Just busy. I've been working on my thesis and I set my defense date. So I'll be graduating here in about a month. Mm-hmm. So just really busy on that side of things.
Like a month exactly.
Just about. Yeah. A month, give or take 2 days.
Actually, I don't know what day today is.
The 23rd. By the time this comes out, maybe it'll be a month exactly.
Yeah. I know why I thought it was a month exactly. It was because I've been preparing for court for Friday. So everything I've been typing today has been March 25th.
Oh, I see.
And so yeah. I was thinking it was March 25th. Oh, Lord.
Mm-mm. Not quite.
Yeah.
So almost.
A month to go.
Oh, yeah, I know. So today I worked on formatting my thesis and that was just hideous. So, you know, it's good. I mean, it was fine. It's like almost done and it's done early because it's not due for like 5-6 days. So. Whatever.
Well, I had my conference last week, which is why we missed last week because we were out of town.
Right. Yeah.
And that was fun. It was good to see all my cohorts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I only get to see them once a year. We come from all over the state of Georgia and meet for a conference. And this year it was in Macon. So
nice.
It was nice to see everybody.
Yeah.
My mom, your Nana, fell again and has broken her rib.
Yep. She does that.
Going on. I've got huge amounts of court coming up. So it's just been killing me because the things that I want to do, like write and, you know, doing that, the research for this podcast episode makes me really want to write.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just can't right now. So it's driving me nuts.
That's fair. Yeah. I know. I'm kind of somewhat in the same boat. I think I'm going to try to get some writing done tonight.
That'll be good.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. I've just been so focused on like thesis stuff. Like I've been writing that and I've not wanted to actually write fun things because I've already been writing not fun things.
Yeah.
Right. So,
what are you eating and drinking?
So we're not eating yet. So it's about dinner time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to cook breakfast for dinner. We've got some hash browns that we cooked last week that we need to use and some eggs and some bacon. So it's going to be a breakfast for dinner kind of night.
Is it that bacon from UGA?
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God. That stuff is so good.
It's delicious. So yeah, UGA has a meat sale that goes on and me and my fiance work in the building where it's held. So we go and get a lot of the meat sale items from there. And this bacon is fantastic.
That would be so dangerous. I would go and buy it out. That would be like me working in a craft store or something. My whole paycheck would go towards the meat if I was working in that.
Right.
Building.
Well, luckily it's only once a week. So like we don't have the opportunity to go every day. And so if we miss it on a Friday, then we don't actually get anything that week or whatever.
Okay.
And then a lot of the time we'll actually go and get like extra stuff of what they have and just freeze it. So we have a lot of backlogged like meats. Meat in our freezer. Yeah. So
yeah, that bacon is some of the best bacon I've ever had.
It's so good. Yeah. It is extremely good bacon. Yeah. And then I'm drinking wine. It's a 19 Crimes wine. So a red wine and it's delicious.
That is so fun. I've never heard of 19 Crimes wine.
It's fantastic. They should sponsor us. Honestly,
they should sponsor us. I like that idea. We aren't eating yet either. I think your father has dinner ready.
Oh,
we're not. We just now are starting. So they may eat without me up there. Oh, I have to tell you something else. I have to tell our listeners, my youngest child, your sister finally got her driver's license.
Oh yeah.
So
spooky.
it is. She's going to drive to school tomorrow. We got her parking decal and all of that today. So she will drive to school, which is a good thing because her bus has been failing to come.
How does that happen?
2 days in the last week, it just never showed up. And so your dad's had to take her to school.
That's ridiculous. I feel like that shouldn't shouldn't be able to happen, but okay.
I'm like, they better not charge her for being late because their bus never came.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a problem.
She'll be driving from now on, so which is now I'll be terrified for another reason, but
it'll be, you've already gone through three kids. We're fine.
Yeah, it's just it's just scary.
Yeah.
But I'm drinking wine too.
Oh, it's nice.
And one of my fun little plastic cups that I can't break, which there, you can't really see. It's a shimmery green under here.
I was going to say, I think your green screen is kind of playing with it. Yeah,
my green screen makes it just, it's magic wine.
Well, listen, that's what I thought at first, so, you know.
Well, when I thought we were going to do this earlier today, I'm like, you know, wine in the middle of the day actually sounds lovely, but I probably need caffeine. And now it's like too late for caffeine. And I'm like, well, darn it. I have to have some wine. What a shame.
Oh, no. But alrighty.
This is a request from Nikki again. She had several ideas for us. And this one is to talk about writing or writer conferences.
Yeah.
And how
which I love.
Me too. And she wanted to know, how did you even come up with those? Where did you find it? What do we do? Tell us how to find these things.
Right.
So that is what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. And I want to just start off and say, I don't think I ever, I mean, I won't say ever, but like, I had no idea that writers conferences were really a thing until I think you got one for me for Christmas.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And gosh, I got one too.
Oh,
so
what a weird coincidence.
Wow. What a coincidence. We had to go to a writing conference together. So much fun. But COVID has really changed how these conferences have been going on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
we actually went to the last conference that there was in Atlanta before the shutdown. We were there like March 9th. And then I think everything shut down like March 15th or something like that.
Yeah, it was crazy because I remember being there and everybody was, you know, starting to talk about COVID and starting to kind of be like, well, don't shake hands, kind of be aware of like, you know, how close you are to people, like, you know, don't, you know, just keep your distance, don't touch things that other people are touching. There's hand sanitizer. Yeah, like,
it was
around
the very, very
it
beginning. I mean, even the people we pitched to, I bumped fists with them. So we were aware. Mm-hmm. But not to the point where we really shouldn't have been at that conference. They should not have had,
right.
but we didn't know yet.
No,
but like
right.
within days of that conference, everything shut down.
Everything shut down. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was our last conference that we've gone to in person since COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's the Atlanta Writing Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go every year. Brian Clems, who is with Writer's Digest, I believe,
right. yep.
was very big on helping set that up and all that. He's an amazing person, writer. He's very funny.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, that was and the way I found this one was we were trying to come up with a really cool Christmas present for you.
Right.
You know, and your dad was like, well, you know, she likes writing. Let's think of writing things. And I'm like, well, we always do, you know, we've got the writing books and the writing thesauruses, whatever those are.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And we get new ones every year, but that's, you know, it was the same old, same old. I'm like, I want to do something different. And he's like, well, do they have conferences? And I'm like, I don't know.
That's fantastic.
And I started
yeah.
Googling it and I found one in Atlanta. I'm like, well, there you go. And so that was how that started. It was just a matter of, it was your dad's idea.
And that's all she wrote.
Wow. I think our audience probably needs a lot more wine to enjoy our jokes.
Listen, I need a lot more wine to enjoy my jokes.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, well, maybe you've already had enough wine. I don't know.
Half a glass. So this particular conference in Atlanta, the Atlanta Writing Workshop, is still virtual right now. They actually were on March 3rd and 4th this year, and we couldn't attend. I don't know what we were doing, but it's not
thesis.
Something.
Thesis.
It was thesis, and I think I was court preparing something.
Yeah, there was just a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, we didn't do it. And many conferences went the way of virtual during COVID. That was the only way you could do a conference when everything was shut down.
Right.
So you know, and that's actually not necessarily a bad thing. It allows us to attend without having to worry about hotel and travel.
Definitely. Although I will say that I think the hotel was one of my favorite parts of going, and just like, well, I think my favorite part of going was getting to go with you. I think having a buddy to go with and, you know, a fellow writer to go with was
mother,
really,
daughter,
really great.
Even if we weren't mother, daughter, the love that we have of writing is a shared common interest. And it was so much fun to go and, you know, cause dad puts up with us and, you know, you and I will talk. And I think Sydney kind of, you know, her mind wanders and dad's mind wanders.
Yeah.
And, and you and I are like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh my gosh. And we can talk forever about just like the craft of writing, not even about books, not even about like whatever, just the craft of writing.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
so it was great. Yeah.
Definitely good for us to go together. Although, like you said, I enjoyed the hotel we stayed at. I can't remember now what the name of it.
I can't either, but they had great food and like a lovely bar.
A wonderful bar. They had jazz music while we were there. And then of course a whole bunch of other writers there that we just, you know, you would sit at the bar and turn to the person next to you. Are you here for the writing conference? And then of course you'd just be talking
and
about writing.
Chatting. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
so much fun.
It was awesome.
But there are so, so many of these conferences, and I've looked up some. We're going to talk about them geographically. In this podcast episode, and we'll have to do another one because there's too many to even go over in one. So I've kind of concentrated on the Southeast as well as the Northeast in this particular episode. And then there is also a difference between conferences and workshops, which
that's
you and
a good
I
point.
Have never been to an actual workshop.
I see. Okay.
So, and I came across a bunch of them and I'm like, oh, I want to go to this one. Oh, I'll have to tell Taylor.
Even then, so we haven't been to an actual workshop, even though the one that we went to in Atlanta was called Atlanta's Writing Workshop.
Sorry. Wow. I just inhaled my spit.
I'm sure our listeners really wanted to know that.
I think you can, there is a difference between what we went to where we sat and listened to sessions. We had someone talk to us about specific topics. Mm. Whereas there are workshops that they work with you. It's interactive. Ah. You know, you go and you work on this, and a lot of them last at least a week to 10 days.
I see.
So
okay.
You're doing intensive writing with this one-on-one meeting with actual writers to help you and other writers that are there doing the same thing to bounce ideas off of.
Yeah.
Those are expensive.
Oh, good. Great.
The one that I found that I really want to go to, it's a 10-day conference. It's up in Vermont, which would be lovely. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful up there.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Well, depending on the time of the year, I don't know.
Well, that's true.
Imagine that the fall would be gorgeous, and it's super intensive, but it costs $3,500.
Ooh, I do not have that money.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah. And it lures you in because on the page it says it's a $20 application fee. And I'm like, wow, $20 for 10. How does that work? Mm. And then Mm-mm. you go in, well, the application costs $20. And then, you know, and they do offer help with financing and that kind of things. But I was like,
that's nice. But
$3,500, I don't think Dad would let us do that. That would
no,
because
it would be $3,500. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming it probably includes all the food and all of that.
Yeah,
and it's in a beautiful location, and you do.
Okay,
get,
but like, damn.
I know. So
fair enough.
Yeah,
all right.
But that's a whole different episode that we can go in and talk about what those, because I want to find some more of those.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But for now, let's talk about actual conferences.
Conferences. Yeah. And so like, I was thinking about this topic when we decided to do this, and I was like, you know, what made us want to do a conference? Like, why would we ever want to seek out a writer's conference? And so I thought I'd talk a little bit about that before we jump into specific conferences that are out there.
Okay.
So, you know, I think, you know, conferences can offer different insights on topics that you may have already considered, you know, like character development, something like that. But it can give fresh ideas on those topics that, you know, you might not have considered in the past. You've got other opinions from other writers, large groups of writers, published authors, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you might get fresh takes on topics that you think you already know everything about.
Right.
Cause you know, I've been guilty of that before. Like, oh, I know how to do, you know, X, Y, Z, and then go into a panel or a class or whatever at one of those conferences and have been like, oh, that's actually really interesting. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah. Very, very good point. Yeah.
Yeah. They're also really great for networking. So you mentioned us being down at the bar and like talking to other people and being like, are you here with the writers conference? And that's really great for meeting other writers and authors and agents. Like agents have come to sit down at the bar.
Yeah. They're all, you know, authors. We meet people like we've met Patricia Briggs. She goes down to the bar at Dragon Con.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even mention Dragon Con.
Ah, we can get, we've talked about Dragon Con. Though.
We have.
We had a whole episode on that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you can meet an agent sitting there and, you know,
I ran into, not an agent. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
That's okay.
But I ran into an author at Dragon Con in the bathroom, and the same thing happens. Oh, and the same thing at our writers conference. I ran into an agent in the bathroom, and it happened to be the first agent that I was pitching. And I think I completely flubbed it, but I was like, oh God. That's the agent that I'm pitching to. And I was like, oh shit. Oh, oh gosh. Okay. And so like you just like random places, like, and obviously they don't want you to walk up to them and be like, oh my God, you're an agent. Like I really, but you can like organically meet these agents and also, you know, sign up to meet with them and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's another good thing that conferences are really good for.
Yeah.
They can also offer like a look into critiquing your work, which is something that you and I have done. And I'm not sure if you talk about it in here a little bit. I'm sure you do.
I don't know if I do or not.
Oh, fair enough. Well, they, you know, different conferences will offer different kinds of critiques for, you know, X number of pages of your work that you've done.
Yeah. Like what we've done is we had to send in 10 pages that, you know, the first 10 pages, I'm pretty sure it had to be the first 10 pages, and you would send it in and you had to do it before the conference started so that these people have time to look at them and critique them. And I forgot about that. I don't think I mentioned that. Apparently my notes are lacking on this one.
Well, no worries. I got you back.
And we'll do more episodes on this. It's a huge topic, I think.
It is a very, very big topic. I think we could probably break down the different things that conferences do, like pitching, and do episodes on those.
I think we do need to do a full one on pitching, unless you went into it in detail on here. I don't know.
I did not. I think, I specifically didn't because I think it would be a good episode. So
yeah. Yeah.
Also, conferences can give, you were just talking about this, they can give really great motivation for your writing. You said as you did research for this, you really wanted to write.
Yes.
And, you know, I felt the same thing as I was looking at notes for this. I was like, you know what? Like, I want to write now. So, yeah, I think that's probably.
And you guys, usually we go in March to a conference together, and that's where we get our writing fix. But because of her upcoming graduation, we haven't been able to do that. So our plan is, once she's done, sometime this summer, we're going to go on a writer trip together.
Yes. Which
there may be, we may come across a workshop or a conference that we want to go to rather than that. But our plan right now is to go somewhere like either Savannah or Charleston or somewhere and just have a weekend of food and drinking and writing and talking, writing, and not have to worry about boring anybody else who's around us. So that's our plan.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm so excited for that.
Me too. I cannot wait. Okay. So I'll start with the South, and this doesn't even include Texas. There's so many.
All over the place. Honestly, I will preface before we get into this, you know, Google your state in Writers Conference, and you'll probably get a great list of conferences that you could go to and dive into those. But you're going to go into some specifics on ones that we have here in the South.
Yeah. And also, there are a lot of discounts that you can get if you belong to certain writing groups. Like here in Atlanta, there's a writing.
Is it Broadleaf?
Broadleaf. Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, you pay $50 or whatever it is to be a member, but then the conferences are either free or at a reduced rate to members. So, and I found that all across my research. Wow. Okay.
It's kind of a place.
This glass is dwindling. Okay.
That's good.
So the first one that I'm talking about is Atlanta Writers Conference, which is not the same one that Taylor and I went to.
Oh, it's a completely different one.
Yes. And I think it is sponsored by Broadleaf. I think this is the Broadleaf one.
Oh, I think you're right. I think that they used to do it. I think that they used to do it in September, or do they do it in both spring and fall?
I think they did it both.
I see.
But okay. I'm not positive. So right now, this year, it is available on May 8th to 9th. So there is still time to go if you're in the South. There are fall dates pending. There is also a virtual option for this particular conference. If you can't come, if you're not in the South and you want to come to this one in the South, you can attend virtually. It is a $50 membership to join their, you know, Broadleaf, whatever it is thing. And then the conference is then free. And the two conferences would be $25. So you really, your membership pays for going to these things.
Right. Is that membership yearly?
Yes.
Is it like a year round thing? Okay. Yeah,
it's yearly. Yes.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Cool, cool, cool.
And this particular conference has access to 18 top publishing editors, publishing acquisition editors, and literary agents.
Nice.
They have a Saturday manuscript sample critique, which you have to, the deadline for that is April 4th, so they can be ready by May 8th.
So super soon, right? Mm-hmm.
They have Saturday pitches, which the submission for that is May 2nd. They have Friday query letter critiques, which is cool. You write your query letter and you send those in, and then someone will review them. An agent or an editor will review them and say, no, I wouldn't go this. I wouldn't even look at this because it's absolutely invaluable.
Yeah.
And then there is a workshop on Friday, which I don't know what that entails.
Oh, interesting. So maybe like, do you think it would be one-on-one, or do you think it would be like a group of people, you know, who are learning from one specific individual?
I don't know. And then they have an editor Q&A panel so that, you know, any questions that you want, you know, how polished do I need to have my manuscript before I send it to an editor?
Right.
Yeah. And then a Saturday agent Q&A panel.
I love the agent Q&A panels. I love those. Those are
learn a lot.
We do, because you learn a lot. Well, in the ones that we went to at the Atlanta's Writer Digest workshop is the one that we went to. They would take the first page of your manuscript and they would raise their hands. I think we've talked about it on the podcast before. And they would raise their hands whenever they would stop reading as an agent looking for a book to take on. And so that was something just to learn. And then they would explain why afterwards. And so you would learn a lot from, I stopped reading this first page because of this specific reason. And so it was very eye-opening. And, you know, some agents would disagree, and, you know, it depends on what your agent is looking for. Everybody's different. There's still people.
Yeah. I mean, like there would be one agent who said, oh, this is not what I want. And then another agent would pipe up and said, whoever wrote this, come find me because I love it.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, very subjective, but you learn a whole lot. It's
definitely,
you know, to hear why they, like you had one that they all kept reading yours. And then you got a manuscript request from that, from your page.
I did. Yeah.
My page, they got 3/4 of the way through it before there was enough people that said no. And hearing why was wonderful. It helps you fix your beginning.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So the next one is the Blue Ridge Writers Conference, and it is April 8th and 9th. So we're too late really to try to do it. Well, you and I can't do it anyway because of your schedule, but
yeah,
it's $75. It actually costs less if you registered in time, which we're past that time now.
A little bit.
It's in Blue Ridge, Georgia, which any of you all who haven't been down here is absolutely beautiful. It has a bunch of speakers with talks that you can choose from, you know, so they'll have like 4 different sessions at the same time and you'll pick which one you want to go to. And I was looking at some, like, this, here's the sample you could choose from: how to write the bestseller, how to build your brand. They had a poetry section, nice. Social media, right. Stress-free marketing, children's books, and nonfiction. And so depending on why you're there, because writers from all the different types of genres go to these things. And so you would pick whatever is interesting to you, and you're in that block.
Definitely. Yeah.
So you'll want to go and look at the websites to the conferences and see who's going to speak and see what agents are going to be there. Is it someone who actually matches with your niche? You know,
I actually think one of the reasons we didn't go this year to the one in Atlanta was there, you know, we're more interested in pitching at this point in our writing careers. I think you and I both mm-hmm. are more interested in meeting agents and mm-hmm. discussing with agents, you know, potential projects with them. And I don't think we had anybody that would be interested in what we write specifically. And I think that was a factor in not going this
year.
Yeah,
there's a lot of, you know, Christian agents. Mm-hmm. We write urban fantasy, and it's a very narrow niche. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. if there aren't going to be any agents there who are going to understand, like, I remember I had my critiquing person for one of my manuscripts, my 10 pages or whatever it was, wasn't familiar with urban fantasy. And so I had a character, Baba Yaga, who anybody who is into the mythology and all of that, or Baba Yaga, however you pronounce it, but she said,
right,
that sounds like Baby Yoda to me. And I mean, she just totally missed. Baba Yaga is a character that is a mythological character that people that read what we read would know automatically.
It is pretty popular folklore. Yeah.
And yeah. So she just had no idea. But I mean, I still got a lot out of hearing her critiques on what she read. But that just showed me that she wasn't the one that needed to be reading my stuff. And you've got to be prepared to, you know, send it to the proper people if you're going to submit to right. an agent too.
Because, definitely.
You know, she wouldn't have picked it if she were an agent. She was an author, but
mm-hmm. Right.
Anyway. So the next one, which this one sounds really interesting. It's in Louisville, Kentucky. It's called Imaginarium.
Oh, okay.
Which is a cool name. So right off the bat, I'm like, what is that?
Absolutely.
It's July 10th through the 12th. And it costs $75. That's not horrible. It's hosted at the Holiday Inn East. So not a super expensive ritzy hotel that we have to worry about too much cost for. This is what it says about it. It says it's an event for writers, creatives, and fans of creators of all genres that features 3 days of panel and workshop programming, an expo, a film festival, entertainment, cosplay, and much more. So it kind of sounds like a little mini Dragon Con.
It does. It just sounds like a mini con. That's awesome.
Yeah. They have Ask the Editor Q&As. They've got topics for audiobooks, like they discuss the best audiobook platforms, how to convert your book into an audiobook, how to market it as an audiobook. I mean, that's stuff awesome. I never even thought about.
That sounds really useful for like self-published authors.
Yeah. They have audiobook narration, benefits of writing groups, books and bourbon. I thought that was adorable. Books
that sounds
and,
great.
And bourbon, you grab your favorite beverage and you join this discussion, and all you all talk about are writing all things bourbon related, which how fun is that?
Interesting. Yeah.
Character conception, children's books, writing the cozy mystery, creatives, mental health, our mental health, which I think would be a good topic to go, you know, because we do get, you know, number one, we can get drained when we're writing a really dark scene and our character has to die and we're just emotionally drained because of it. And number two, they're, you know, trying to find the time to work and write.
Absolutely. The first thing that came to my mind was imposter syndrome. And that's something that we hear a lot mm-hmm. in grad school, you know, mm-hmm. students often suffer from imposter syndrome, like, oh, I'm not good enough
right.
for, you know, this job, or, you know, I, I flubbed my way into this. How, you know, how am I supposed to actually be able to do it? That kind of thing. And I think that actually goes really well with, you know, authors like, oh, my work isn't good enough. Obviously it's not good enough. Right. I'm not an author like Patricia Briggs or whatever, you know, that kind of thing.
That reminds me of that meme that we always, I know we posted
oh,
it
the
way
Tangled
back.
One.
The Tangled one.
Yes.
My writing is so good. La, la, la. Oh, I'm horrible. I'm good. Yeah. You know, I mean, just such a great, that is exactly, it's a true thing.
Absolutely.
So to have a actual talk about our mental health and mm-hmm. how to help ourselves is, I think, a great idea.
Yeah.
They've got one called Cross Genre, discussing clever ways to blend the genres, which we've kind of touched on that in some of our episodes.
We have, because urban fantasy a lot of the time blends
is
genres.
Yeah. Gateways to Horror, Historical Fiction, How to Kickstart Your Book, How to Write Short Story. So, you know, these writing conferences are for everybody.
Full of stuff that, you know, we as writers would be interested in.
Mm-hmm. How writing can benefit your mental health. Indie versus traditional publishing, which I would love to go and listen
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. You know, the more that I see, you know, people, I'm in a lot of reading groups and urban fantasy groups, et cetera, et cetera. The more that I see authors posting, you know, oh, this is my book, you know, I've self-published and here's what I'm doing. I'm like, you know, like that seems really, really cool. I'm not giving up on traditional publishing, but like, I think it'd be great, you know, as a self-published author. And I know that I am not the marketing type. I'm not great on social media. I think that would be my downfall as a self-published author, but I think it would be very interesting to have the option out there for sure.
Here's another topic that they've got coming up is Kill, Marry, Shag.
Oh, gosh.
The Universal Monster Edition. And I'm like, I want to go to that one.
Of course
you
would.
I don't know what that one's about. I want to go there. Literary fiction, marketing short stories, NaNoWriMo. There's a whole topic of NaNoWriMo. Nonfiction. Right. This one was funny. Now that we've met, I have to kill you. Where's the line between writing what you know and writing who you know? And what are the ethical responsibilities of writing about real people?
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Because I feel like that's an interesting topic. Mm-hmm. That is an interesting topic. I feel like we should probably do an episode on, you know, writing what you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we have. And, you know, if we have, we're at 106 episodes at this point. So
if we have, I'm sure there's other angles to tackle it with too.
I think so too. And I think it is very interesting because we've talked about, you know, examples where authors know too much about a topic and therefore they describe too much about that topic. So I think it would be a good episode.
I think so too. Poetic writing, religious writing, romantic prose, science fiction, songwriting. I mean, so songwriters, they're writers too, you know,
absolutely.
Squirrel taming. That's the topic of this one. Tips to avoid distractions, ways to focus, and how to create good writing habits that help you increase your word count. So I think what they're saying is you're sitting there writing and you're like, squirrel.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
You get distracted.
Sidetracked. Yeah.
Terrifying horror. The author-editor relationship. I mean, that would be great. Thrilling mysteries. What editors look for and do when acquiring stories. Writing erotica. Writing fantasy. Writing young adult.
Absolutely. You know, the more that you're talking about these conferences, the more that I'm like, I want to go. I'm very excited to hear about like all of the conferences that are available.
Yeah. And this one's in Kentucky. That's not very far.
Kentucky's pretty far. I think that one's pretty far. But you know, it just makes me so excited. I do miss going to our Atlanta conference. It was so much mm-hmm. fun, you know, and these keep making me think like, oh, like that's in May. Like I could, oh, that one's in April. Like probably
no.
As if I'm not graduating and have all the time in the world to go and do this stuff, which I don't.
Yeah.
So.
No. But I'll do more research and see if there's some that we can find. Maybe we would rather do that than actually spend. Well, I would like to spend
I don't know.
A weekend
I think
writing.
That writing trip sounds great. Yeah.
I think so too. That I cannot wait to just have time to write.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one in the South that I came across was North Carolina Writers Network.
Mm-hmm.
And their April one is only online. It's April 23rd.
See, that's then, only 2 days before I graduate. I can totally do that.
Right. But they do have a fall one, November 18th to 20th.
Oh, cool.
And North Carolina would be gorgeous at that time with the leaves and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is $400 for non-members.
Oh, just kidding.
But it's $275 for members. And I don't know what the cost of membership and
I was
going to
ask.
So,
okay.
And the location varies across North Carolina. This is what it says. It says the fall conference attracts hundreds of writers from around the country and provides a weekend full of activities that include lunch and dinner banquets with readings, keynotes, tracks in several genres, open mic sessions, and the opportunity for one-on-one manuscript critiques with editors or agents. Conference faculty include professional writers from North Carolina and beyond. Every year, it's held in a major hotel, and the conference rotates annually. And this year, it's going to be in Wilmington in the fall.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the idea of conferences being held in different places. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like going new places. We talk about Savannah and Charleston, and you know all that stuff. But going to new places like
sparks triggers, your brain.
Yeah, it triggers the writing brain. So I know with the added benefit of the conference, it would just be like, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
It's all over the place.
I think so. Okay, so then in the Northeast, you've got one called BookCon. It is held May 30th to the 31st. Mm-hmm. It's in Manhattan, New York.
That's not that far.
This is what they say about it. It's not too far. If we fly, it's not that far.
I was waiting for you to say something. I was like, oh, she agrees. Absolutely.
BookCon is especially talented at bringing big authors to their annual conferences. Don't be surprised to find editors and publishers from the Big Five at this event, as well as numerous agents hoping to find a bestseller. Nice. It costs $60. That's not bad. But their website wasn't up for this yet. And I'm like, May 30th, it should be up by now. So
I was about to ask, like, is it always on May 30th or is it
just was this year? But I'm wondering if COVID has
kind of messed things up.
They
might
have been waiting to see what COVID was doing because New York is especially hard hit.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm not sure if they're going to have one this year or if
I see
maybe it'll be virtual or what, but there's nothing on their website right now.
Gotcha. I mean, I feel like I've heard about BookCon before, but I might be crazy, but I feel like I've heard about it before.
I feel like that too. And being in New York, it's got to be one of the big ones.
Like a big conference. One of those would be fun to go to someday just to see it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think we should go to all of these.
Oh, well,
let's
let
quit
me know
our jobs. I know you're graduating and you just signed an offer letter to go take a job, but let's
to my next job.
Quit.
Listen, if you want to fund all of my travel and housing for these conferences, I am down.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one is called The Muse and the Marketplace, which I thought was a very clever
name. Oh, that's
cute.
Yeah.
It is April 3rd and 4th in Boston, Massachusetts.
We can make that one. We can go right now.
Well, it's $599.
Oh, just kidding. Listen, just kidding. That's a lot of money.
That is. This is what they say about it. With the Grub Street community, which I don't know what that is, with the Grub Street community's input and our tracking of the latest uncertainties around COVID-19, we have decided to host the Muse and Marketplace 2022 as a hybrid conference, combining the best of last year's event with in-person gatherings to network, connect, and learn.
So I don't know if you went too deep on this, but do you know if the registration fee or whatever, the $600, does that apply to both in-person and virtual?
That I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I was just wondering.
Well, and the dates were kind of weird too, because it says week one is Wednesday, April 27th through Sunday, May 1st.
Huh.
Then up above it had said it was April 3rd and 5th. So the dates may have changed too.
Okay. All right.
So I would actually trust the website more than you know, I was going through blogs where people were recommending, and that's where I got a lot of these.
I see. So okay.
I would definitely check any websites before you make any definite plans. But they would have sessions on craft and publishing, and those will take place virtually this year, like they did in 2021. Mm-hmm. But they're going to have parties, events, and other gatherings that will take place in person in Boston and will follow the most current public health guidelines for COVID, whatever it is at the time of the conference. Let's see, they, as the conference nears, these optional events will be announced and made available for an added-on price.
Added on to the 600. Okay.
For those who can't attend in person, they will host virtual evening events that will facilitate new ways for virtual muse-goers to connect and network.
Interesting.
It says this week will include goal setting, small cohorts of writer friends, and those working in your genre, and 70 sessions given by excellent guest authors on the craft of their of the novel, memoir, poetry, and more.
Wow.
Plus sessions on navigating the publishing world led by premier agents, editors, publicists, and more.
That does sound very cool.
It
I
really
will say
does.
That 70 sessions, it does sound like a very large writers conference.
And it says they will record all of the 70 sessions this
wow.
year anyway, so that if you're unable to follow the programming in real time, you'll be able to watch them after.
That's
which
awesome.
DragonCon did this year, last year too.
They did. Yeah.
They recorded a bunch. This is a huge conference that lasts almost a week, which I'm sure is why the expense is so high, because they're bringing in so many people to speak and whatnot.
Right.
But sample topics, and I'm going to list them because they're so interesting. I mean, I love these, but these are just some of them.
Okay.
First impressions, how to hook an agent or editor with your opening pages.
Nice.
Hero of another story. The antagonist who drives the story forward. We've talked about that before.
That's cool. Yeah, we have.
Writing with a social justice lens.
Mm-hmm.
Place as a character. We did a couple episodes
talk about
on that.
Right.
Yeah. Bringing the world to life on the page. They have a query lab where you get live feedback on your query letters.
Cool. Cool.
Common publishing myths debunked.
Nice.
So things that we as writers think we think how it works, they set us straight.
Good. Probably need that.
Probably need that. Desires, fears, urges, and inhibitions. Narrating your character's fantasy lives. Thought that was interesting. Don't send your query letter with a box of donuts. How not to become an anecdote. You know, we go to these conferences.
Don't be excessive kind of thing.
We hear the anecdote stories. Like, I do remember one agent was like, I got a query letter on pink paper. Don't do that. But they were trying to stand out.
Well, they obviously stood out, but it didn't work.
Not in a good way. So yeah, don't send your letter, your query letter with a box of donuts. I thought that was pretty funny.
Gosh, that's great.
Rejection doesn't have to suck. Turning it into a positive. That sounds like a great one.
Yeah.
Great beginnings. Perfecting page one.
Well, I'm going to back you up for just a second. The rejection one, I think, is really interesting because there was one specific agent that we met at one of the Atlanta conferences. And she said, you know, you shouldn't take rejection to heart because, you know, they might just not be the right champion for your champion is the word that she used for your novel. And so, you know, if I'm not, you know, if I don't feel like I'm a good enough champion for it, I'm not going to get it to where it needs to be.
And I'm not doing you any good. It's not that she's outright rejecting us. She's just not the right, like you said, champion. That's a good way to think of that.
Right. And that's how I've thought about it from that conference on, whenever querying agents and they're like, no, sorry, like this isn't good for me. I'm like, you know, it's not the fact that my book was necessarily bad. It's the fact that they didn't see what they could do with it. So there's somebody else who could.
Writing the extremely personal, sex, health, and family. Plot engine tricks, getting and keeping it moving. Nice. I want to go to that one.
It sounds useful, honestly.
Writing sentences that sing.
Oh.
When science is your main character. So like science fiction books.
Hmm.
you know, like Michael Crichton, science was always his main character, honestly.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Writing desire, using physical intimacy and the erotic in fiction. That's hard to do. And it's hard to struggle with. You know, we've talked about before how Patricia Briggs does it compared to how Chrisley Cole does it. Totally different. You know, it's something to struggle with. You got to figure out how you want to do it.
Absolutely.
So I would be interested in going and listening to that conference, that topic.
Yeah.
How to finish a novel. We all need that one.
That's a good one. You know, I feel like the endings of all of my novels, I never feel completely satisfied with. I never get it to a point where I'm like, yeah, like that's mm-hmm. how I wanted to end that novel. It feels exactly right. And I have never had a novel
so funny
where it feels exactly right.
Cause I get that epiphany and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily like the events that happen, more like the execution.
I mean, even like with Frickin' Fairies, that very last sentence, I love that sentence.
I like all of my last sentences. It's mostly the climax, I guess. And maybe that's not what this is talking about. Like how
maybe, I mean,
novel.
Or maybe I'm, yeah, I don't know. Huh. Maybe they're talking about being stuck and not
being and not actually being able to
follow
finish it.
Through.
Yeah, fair
yeah.
enough.
I don't know, true. But it would be interesting to have the chance to go and listen to that. The Art of Revision. Welcome to the party.
I love that.
Yeah. Finding the fiction in history and the history in fiction. So if you write
cool.
historical, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So that was just a few of them. There
right,
were
right. You said there were 70.
Tons
so.
Of them. So I would love to go to that one.
Nice.
Maybe some year that might be our Christmas present of choice.
It would be fun.
That's pretty cool. Okay, the next one is Writer's Digest, and it is in New York City from July 28th through the 31st.
Okay.
It is $449, but that's because we missed the deadline already for this one.
Was it before the deadline?
I didn't put that down, so
fair,
I don't
fair.
Know.
Okay. $449 is a lot of money.
Yeah. And this is what it says. Writer's Digest Annual Conference offers everything you need to advance your writing career creatively and professionally. Gain invaluable tips to improve your craft, explore publishing options, and learn how to establish a sustainable career, all while being inspired by successful authors and your fellow attendees.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, so this is right up our alley. We would love to do this one.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
The workshop/sessions are the ones I just listed. 14 of them out of this one, but there were more. Mastering suspense, structure, and plot.
Nice.
Building a sustainable writing career.
Useful.
Revision, approach it like a triage, which I'm curious what that means.
Plug the bullet wound.
Yeah, I'm very curious. I'm curious.
Right.
How to sell your book, no matter what genre, without going broke or insane.
Well, I feel like all writers are insane already. So.
that's a good state. That's true. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's right.
Mm-hmm.
Weaving the character web.
Ah, you like that one, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
The whole weaving thing. She's obsessed with weaving.
I am obsessed with weaving. All about the pitch, getting your writing noticed.
Nice. And I think we should do an episode on pitching because we have both done it before now.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's so intimidating.
It is. It's a world unto its own.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before backstory, a writing hack and two questions. I want to know what this writing hack is.
That is. Well, I want to know what the two questions are. I think
me too.
I think that's a perfect title for a session because now I'm like, I need to know.
I want to go.
Yeah.
Get it edited. How to find, vet, and work with the right editor for you.
Nice. That's actually really important. I've seen a lot of people talk about specifically self-published authors trying to find a great editor for their works before they publish,
mm-hmm.
And how to know if they're actually a good editor or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would actually be a really great session to go to.
5 foolproof steps to an airtight plot.
Nice. We like a good.
I want to know what the five steps are.
Plan. Yep.
Mastering plot twists, which we've done an episode on plot twists, but I loved it. Like you said, you get different perspectives on things.
Right.
Self-published success.
Mm-hmm.
plotting with an unreliable narrator. And I think we may need to do an episode on this.
I think we should too, because mm-hmm. it's so, well, especially for you and I, who mostly write in first person.
First person.
It's probably always, and I hesitate to say the word always or never, but right. like, you're likely going to have an unreliable narrator if you're writing in the first person.
I think so too. You might not be funny, but you can still write humor. I'm curious to hear about that one.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Help your characters sound like themselves instead of sounding like you.
I would love to go to that one, mm-hmm. honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's just 14 of them. You know, Writer's Digest is just pretty, 14. Pretty good, but it's New York City, which who knows what the cost of the hotel will be on top of the food, on top of the 400 and whatever it was dollars.
Right. Right. You know.
They also at this Writer's Digest one have pitches, and this is what they said. They put together a diverse roster of best in class agents and editors who are looking for new authors of fiction and nonfiction and are ready to hear your pitch and offer feedback. Prior to the pitch slam, you'll be able to identify those who are a match for your work and customize your pitch based on what they're looking for. On the day of the event, you'll meet one-on-one with as many of your preferred agents and editors as possible in your assigned 60-minute pitch session. So that's different than how you and I experienced it.
Each 60-minute pitch session?
There, you get 60 minutes, but apparently you get to meet with as many.
Oh, wow.
It says each pitch typically lasts 3 minutes.
Right.
Composed of your 90-second pitch, a 90-second response from the agent editor with feedback.
That's awesome.
That's different than how we went.
It is, yeah.
Occasionally, conversations will extend longer than 3 minutes, so be sure to prioritize your list and keep an eye on the line for your next prospect.
Fair. Wow, that's great.
Yeah. You get pitch slam, you get immediate feedback on the merit of your pitch directly from agents and editors working in our genre. You have actionable advice on improving the pitch and ways to improve your storyline or nonfiction premise. The inclusion of your query letter in the conference query letter directory is supplied to all attending agents and editors after the conference. So your query letter is there for every agent that attends that conference.
Wow, that's insane.
That's worth the $499 right there.
Honestly, though, they got to pay all those agents.
An opportunity to submit your work for consideration, land a representation, or perhaps even get a deal. It can happen.
That's incredible. Yeah.
And I think we've talked a long, long time, and I've only done a little bit.
I think you're right. I think we have talked a long, long time.
So we will sign off with this topic for now, but we will revisit this topic.
Absolutely. I do want to hear about more conferences across the country. I always wonder too, like internationally, I wonder if there are conferences. I think that would be interesting.
I'm sure there are. And what would be fun would be to go and podcast from there.
Yeah, that would be great.
To involve this podcast and bring it to you guys as to what we're experiencing and all of that. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Definitely. Definitely.
Are you going to do the outro?
Yes, I have an interview question for you. I can't believe you've done this. So my interview question, what is your favorite part of conferences? So you and I have been to one specific conference. What was your favorite part about it?
Just honestly being there with you.
Yeah.
Being there with you, sitting at the bar, all the food, the talking, writing with you. That was my favorite part. I enjoyed every session they had, all the classes, meeting the agent. Well, I don't know that I enjoyed that because I felt like vomiting every time I tried to pitch.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was cool to pitch my work out there and, you know, meet other writers like I'm a real person. But being with you was my favorite part.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have to agree. I think that's what made the conference special. I think I would have had a really great time regardless, mm-hmm. like if you hadn't mm-hmm. been there, I think it would have been very informative. I would have had a lot of fun. I would have met a lot of other authors.
Right.
I think one of my favorite things was we had both planned to pitch at the one that we went to before COVID. And the night before our pitches, we sat down together and we looked at our pitches and we looked at our query letters together and went through it.
So and we weren't drunk, y'all.
We were. I think I slammed out a query letter for you in about 10 minutes because I was drunk.
And it was brilliant. It was really, really about that. Good. And she did. We were drunk. It was so much fun. And we sat down and I mean, we did, we worked on our pitches together and we practiced them together and it was fun.
Yeah. So I think it would have to be, you know, preparing for our pitches together. If you guys, and if you guys get to go to a conference with friends or meet new friends at a conference, I think preparing and, you know, getting ready to pitch or query or critique, whatever you guys might want to do at these conferences, I think would be really, really, really fun and just pretty fantastic.
I think so too.
I do have a quick sentence challenge for you guys. You know, this is take this sentence and use it in a piece of work. I usually limit myself to one page just to actually really challenge myself to try to get a story down in such a short amount of space. So this week's challenge is, or sentence is, that conference was a disaster.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good luck on coming up with why it was a disaster. I think it would be a lot of fun to do. So maybe I'll even do that one, but I don't have a lot of
spare time right now
these days. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's everything we have. So I'll do the outro. I forgot to write it down this week. I was good about it the last two times and didn't do it today. So thank you guys so much for listening. We love doing these episodes. It's a lot of fun to just sit here and talk for about an hour and a half or so. Come and follow us on all of our social media. So we have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all the good stuff. And you can find all of those on our website at eatdrinkwritepodcast.com.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Correct. Yes. The best way to get in touch with us is our email. So eat.drink.write.podcast@gmail.com. We love getting your emails. We love seeing all of y'all's comments. It's pretty fantastic. We also love getting episode ideas from you guys. So it has been fantastic talking about these conferences and the different ways to do magic, you know, for Nikki's request. So those were a lot of fun to do. Mm-hmm. If you guys feel like supporting us, come and support us at our Patreon, patreon.com/EDW podcast. We love doing this for you guys. We would appreciate the support so that we can keep doing this for you guys. But yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah, I would like to just kind of list our new patrons that we've gotten so far in 2022. Yes, please
do. We've gotten such good patrons. All of our patrons are fantastic.
They are. We have Daphne, Nikki, Misty, and Hank are all 2022 supporters. So thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it so much.
Yes, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.